Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Speak home of a passenger train.
and it's a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the sound of the whistle at the crossing road, and the tanks and trucks and the tractors on a flat car load, and it's a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the big brown penny that you laid on the rails till the wheels smash flat, and the glimpse of the ladies and the pictures of the men and their engineer's hat, and the brakeman wave from the red caboose, he's all a part of the past. He never quite turns loose, and he's a part of the soul and the heart and mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. Crossing the road, and the tanks and trucks and the tractors on a flat car load, and it's a part of the soul and the heart and mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the big brown penny that you laid on the rails till the wheels smash flat, and the glimpse of the ladies and the pictures of the men and the engineers' hat, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose, he's all a part of the past. He never quite turns loose, and he's a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. Oh, the boy who's raised by the railroad line.
Everybody. Thanks so much and welcome to the Black Rock. We were here, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years ago or something. And, this one's close to home for me. I live about 15 minutes from here. And that's sweet. And anyway, we're going to get Lou to sing a song for you now. But Lou, I don't know, but I just feel like starting this off, if you don't mind. I don't want to step on your toes or nothing, but all right. This actually started off as a blues song, right?
Yeah.
It was in the spring. Let me know if this is too fast for you. Too, a little bit too fast? It was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart, she left me. She went away, but now she's gone. I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world.
She's gone.
so. She said, come on, Danny Lord, you know I need you so. Cause now I'm gone, and I don't worry. Cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Thank you. This gentleman standing to my left, your right, is holding an instrument called the dobro guitar, and it's kind of like this guitar, only that one has a 57 hubcap, Buick to be exact, embedded in its top, and it's in the hands of a master, though. It's a beautifully melodic and soulful instrument, and very pretty sound sometimes, and this guy. I didn't mean that personally, Fred.
No, actually, that's a good point. Yeah.
But I like your hat. That's a good.
Thank you. I like your hat.
I guess I should mention that Fred will be delivering the Washington Post in the morning to you folks.
It's a little part-time job I have. Yeah.
I'm going to roll the papers because I have some experience with that. So, newspapers, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. We'll leave it at that, Donnie.
But he's a wonderfully talented retired firefighter from down in Anne Arundel County. That's Fred Travers. Nice hand for him, please.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can remember this.
Walking through my garden of memories, gathering the flowers from the past, listening to the sounds of yesterday, knowing well nothing ever lasts. Oh, the sunflower shining brightly in the sun, she was the one that I had known. And when she left what we had begun, I looked and my garden had grown. Sunshine, memories in the rain, walking till dreams will bring. Yesterday from sunshine and rain. Sunflower shining brightly in the sun. was the one that I had known. And when she left what we had begun, I looked and my garden had grown. Sunshine, memories in the rain, walking to dreams for green. Yesterday from sunshine and rain. Yesterday from sunshine and rain.
Fred Travers, everybody.
Thanks so much. That's the song that was written by one of the original members of the Seldom Seen, the original lead singer, guitar player, John Starling. And, yeah, y'all remember him, I'm sure. Ben Eldridge used to say, John Starling only wrote a few songs, but all of them were really good. Anyway, sorry, Ronnie. I didn't mean to jump on your little tirade here.
Tirade? No, I'd love to hear you talk about as much as you're singing, Fred.
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't hear that. What was that?
That's all right. Just stay back there with your water.
Okay.
I messed everything up.
Do you deliver in the rain, Fred? I was curious.
Like
the mail, the postal?
Absolutely. It's kind of like the mail in the fire department. We come all the time.
And I know this gentleman I'm going to introduce, he rolls no matter what, right?
That's right.
You roll with the best of them.
Yeah.
Actually, he only lives a stone's throw from here, but actually you left last night to get here. Is that right?
I did.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't want to be late.
Now, we were up in New York, and he's a dedicated man, so he started down here last night. But the last 21 years, I've had the pleasure of sharing the rhythm section in this group with this gentleman, and he's one of the finest singers, songwriter. He can sing a Bob Dylan to, Stanley Brothers to anywhere in between, right?
We'll see.
He's one of the finest. Please make welcome right here. In his hometown, Mr. Dudley Connell.
Yeah. Thank you, Mom. Oh, I'm sailing away, my heart, true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you to remember me by? From far across that lonesome ocean. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I wish to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me. Oh, but I just thought you might want something fine. Made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had stars from the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I wish to be owning. Thank you. something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing. Oh, how can you ask me again? For it only brings me sorrow. But if you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but the country where you're going. Stormy weather, and yes, there is something you can send back to me. Spanish boots, a Spanish leather.
Thank you. I always kind of like to introduce that song. I should have said it before. It would have been probably more effective when y'all are listening to that. But that song's obviously of a guy and a girl talking to each other. The girl's going to go away, and he really doesn't want her to. And Dudley sang the part of the girl on that one, just in case y'all are wondering. And when all of us came in on the trio, when that was the guy talking. But Dudley does a really good job of singing the girl part every now and then. Don't you think?
So?
Now, that was great, man. Great old Bob Dylan song right there.
This next gentleman here, he drove all the way from New York to get here as well. And then prior to that, he flew from North Carolina to get to Philadelphia in order to get to New York to get back to here today. But he's glad to be here. The main thing that I was trying to say, he's a very talented young fellow here. I met him years ago down in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Like a young part.
Yes, very young. He was competing against each other in these contests that they were known as Fiddler's Contest. And this band called Southbound that I first met him. And then next time I turned around, I guess he was over there playing with Dual Loss and Quicksilver. And then years ago, I guess it was, he was on stage with Vince Gill. And then prior to that, I saw him on stage with Ricky Skaggs playing in his band. And then he played with all these recordings like Vince as well as Vern Gosden. And it goes on, too many to name. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is he's had a hard time
keeping
a job. But anyway,
I get bored real easy.
He's a wonderful guy. I'm really honored to share the stage with this man. He's one of the finest singers I've ever known. He's going to render you a version of a tune that's a seldom seen recorded many years ago, a James Taylor song. And if you would, put your hands together and make welcome Mr. Lou Reed as he sings this wonderful song for you, Sweet Baby James.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to thank Dudley's wife for loaning me this guitar. It is a nice one. If you sell it real cheap, I can afford it.
Yeah.
There is a young cowboy who lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but is clear, as if maybe someone could hear. So good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock-a-bye, sweet baby James.
Taylor is one of the great American songwriters, along with people like Bob Dylan and John Prine and a whole bunch of folks that wrote some really good tunes back in the day. Still writing good tunes.
Well, there's a new face on stage. Brand new picker as far as we're concerned. He's so new to us. Of course, he's been here now going on almost 2 years. Still feels new. Because he's so incredible as a musician and a singer. And he's already said, you know, when we met on the same day, didn't we, Ricky?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. How incredible is that? And he was with a band called the Heights of Grass from around Richmond, Virginia. Then he went on to form a band with his brother here behind me, called the Virginia Squires. They toured all over the world and recorded 7 or 8 albums, LPs too, back in the day. Yeah, traveled the world. And then he went on to work with his brother again with the Tony Rice Unit, stayed there for almost a decade, and then he went on to play when we kind of got him coming off of tour with Miss Emmylou Harris and the Red Dirt Boys. He was with her for 8 or 9 years or so, and I'm real glad he quit her. She wanted him back. She tried to hire him back, but I'll tell you what, he likes a lazy man's job. Oh, Lord. My wife thinks I do not have a job.
Well, after that last crack, you knew what I'm going to do tonight.
Anyway, if you would, I'd like for you to put your hands together for the newest member of the Seldom Seen, Mr. Ricky Simpkins.
Oh, thank you, Lou. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. We'd like to try you a little Bill Monroe number here tonight. It's called the Jerusalem's Ridge.
Thank you.
Funny, Dudley, I was thinking after Ricky finished that, in the words of John Duffy, he would say, that was above average.
I believe that. Anyway, this is a great size for a theater, I think, and it's so glad so many of you folks came out tonight. Really do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dudley.
Let me get the paper up.
It's, yeah. You got to hustle up, man. I got papers to pick up. So, here is. I'd like to introduce, certainly last but not least, the anchor of this whole ensemble here on stage. Every now and then, we'll play a tune like we just did, and we'll get all excited, and we'll try to run off, but he won't let us. He brings us back in to where we're supposed to, where we started. You know, as far as beat-wise and all that kind of thing. He's all those bands that Lou mentioned that Ricky's played in, pretty much Ronnie has played in them also, the bass player. They kind of, since it's a brother thing, they kind of come as a duet, you know.
And,
package deal, yeah. But no, he's played with the greats, Tony Rice, Ginger Squires, Claire Lynch, Bluegrass Cardinals. And thankfully, he found a home with the Seldom Scene back in 1996 with Dudley and I. And for 20 years now, we've all been together, so it's been fun. And I can tell you, he's a fine bass player and a fine bass singer, as you're about to hear, and certainly one of the finest guys you'll ever meet, Ronnie Simpkins.
Yep.
Come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. When all the saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there.
The Lord will come,
the Lord will come,
both great and small,
both great and small,
the mansions bright.
Where all is love,
where all is love,
I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. When all the saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. When all the saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there.
Saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there.
I'll be no stranger there.
Stranger there.
I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. When all the saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there.
Johnny Simpkins on the bass vocal and bass singing there. Well, since we took you to church, I think it's time to go out a drinking. What do you all think? Is it about time for that? Here's a beer drinking song for you called Through the Bottom of the Glass. She's off misbehaving with him up with me. A pessimistic tomorrow is all that I see. I can live with my version of the world going past. All the hard times we've had, they don't look so bad through the bottom of the glass. So turn up the jukebox. Bottom of the glass. Well, the grapevine done told me what they see and hear. They must like to watch me get tears in my beard. Oh, but I found the new someone. You may say she. Tears through the smoke and the beer. Oh, if only Wayne Long could see me now. Through the bottom of the one more and take just a little of a break. I want to remind folks that well, I never told you the first time, I guess, so I'm just telling you for the first time. We have some merchandise for sale in the lobby consisting of 8-track tapes. And we also have some T-shirts. They don't have our name on them or anything, but they're Hanes 3-packs, and we have them in most all sizes.
It was a good deal, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Thank God for Walmart, huh? Yeah, we have silver Sharpies. We'll loan you one. Anyway, thanks so much. We'll see you in about 15 minutes or so.
What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? Just for a short vacation, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. And I lightly took advantage of the girl who loved me so. And I can't help thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
war. I didn't know much Spanish, and there was no time to talk. But she told me that she loved me, not with words, but with a kiss. And I can't help thinking of the train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging down?
I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
It's been a year or so, and I want to go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride that same old train. Well, I guess you get your chances once and boys, you miss mine. And I can't help thinking when I hear some whistle crying. What am I doing hanging down?
I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll be back.
See you a little bit.
Oh, no, you're good. Thanks so much for sticking around. Just be lonely without you, you know. Sound check.
You sure would.
Yeah, be really lonesome.
Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountains. She's my little Georgia Rose.
Come and listen to my story.
Georgia Rose.
from all you young fellas, so young and so fine. Seek not your fortune for the lure of the mine, for it'll form like a habit and seep in your soul. Till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon, dim as a doom, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few. Never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the I've known in my day, who lived just to labor his whole life away. And like a fiend for his dope, a drunkard his wine, a man will have lust for the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the Thank you.
About your fast train. Now I'm telling you about one all them southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's that Pan American on the way to New Orleans. Cincinnati, headed down that Dixie line. She'll pass Nashville Tower. You can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel that southern breeze. You're on that Pan American on the way to New Orleans. Have a ticket on that Pan American Queen, Louisville and Montgomery, in the state of Alabama. You pass right through the ball.
Song there called Pan American, and that was written by Hank Williams Regular. Not to be confused with Hank Williams Jr. or Hank the Third. A lot of them Hanks out there. Only one Hank Regular though. We're gonna get Fred to sing you a real pretty song that seen recorded a number of years ago with Jonathan Edwards. You gonna do the Blue Ridge there?
That's what I've been told. Yeah. And yes, you're right. Jonathan Edwards did this with the Southern Scene on an album back in, the 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
Before Lewis joined the first time, so it had to be prior to 86. So.
Just before.
Anyway, I'll tell you a quick story while Ricky's getting his fiddle over there about that Pan American song. Ben Eldridge, the original banjo player who we played with for 20 years, just recently retired. He said the Scene recorded that back, I think, for the old Train album, I think, which was like 74 or something like that. And back in those days, they didn't do a lot of tracking and overdubbing and things. It was kind of head up. And he said they did like 17 takes on that song. Because of, everybody trying to sing at the same time and get the timing right. And he said one time that after about number 16, Starling threw his pick across the studio, but then 17 or 18 made it right. So anyway, yeah, he should have thrown it on like take five or something like that. But
usually doesn't take me that long.
Yeah, I think after about 10, we'd have quit. But here's one. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm just going to say this is a song that Fred sings beautifully, and it's called Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
children like you've been calling me. Why are you calling me home? There came a time when I traveled too far to too many places and too many bars, and all that I've traveled and all that I've learned were no consolation for all that I yearn. Oh, the dew on the laurel, the tall swaying pine, the clear mountain water, and the bluest of sky. Take me back to blue.
Beautiful, Fred. That'd bring a tear to a glass eye right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Ricky, want to fiddle one?
Yeah, we got to get Fred a seat. He gets tired about halfway through the second set.
Actually, it's because I own a couple of Resophonic Dobro guitars, but being a professional musician that I am, I only have one strap, so here we go.
You know what you got coming for me for Christmas?
I'm in a guitar strap.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is a great song, Ricky. What you call it?
This is called Angelina Baker.
You write that?
All right, then, boys, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Oh, you ready? All right.
I'm
Nice plan there, Ricky.
Yeah.
That's great. How you doing there, Grandpa? You feel okay there? That's pretty fast.
We got Lou Reed here, scheduled here to sing a tune here about his walking shoes. He left them somewhere behind.
Could never find them,
but he recorded a tune. I guess it was many, many years ago, right?
It's because you threw him out of the bedroom.
Right. He couldn't find his walking shoes.
Yeah, we all stay in the same room.
makes for a really good tune, though, really.
It's a tearjerker.
It is a tearjerker.
Take heed of this song, it won't happen to you.
Yeah.
I fell asleep in my chair, and her bed's cold without you there. And I dreamed you woke me with your tender kiss. Now it's coffee alone, 'cause you never came home. How can I go on like this? Now it's my shattered pride and a pain deep inside. But I guess I know what a strong man would do. So I found my old suitcase, put on my goodbye face, but I couldn't find my walking shoes. I couldn't find my walking shoes, but I found my heart aching and breaking in two. I found, but I couldn't go through, 'cause I couldn't find my walking find her way in with her rings off again, with some old alibi she's already used. It's over, I know, but I still can't go, 'cause I couldn't find my walking shoes. I couldn't find my walking shoes, but I found my heart again and breaking in two. I found the door, but I couldn't go through, 'cause I couldn't find my walking shoes. I found the door, but I couldn't go through, 'cause I couldn't find my walking
still got the guitar. Let's get Ronnie back up to sing some bass here for us. I'd like to mention we will be out at the old merchandise table after the show for if you want a shake and howdy or an autograph or anything like that. Why?
There's some of them t-shirts, man. That's very
packed. I'm telling you.
8 tracks.
Yeah.
8 tracks.
Yeah. Yes.
I think Lou Reed wrote part of this song.
He did.
Is that right?
We owe him royalties tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just keep coming in. I went to McDonald's the other night. I took my wife.
Here we go, fellas. I think you ought to write another verse to it, though. Yeah. That was a little, just a little short.
Short on lyrics.
Yeah, but they can hum along.
Yeah, yeah. All right, for real this time.
For real that time. Oh, Lord,
oh Lord,
have mercy
on my soul.
Oh, my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown, what I've sown. Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy on my soul. Lack of voice, crying in the wilderness. Oh, Lord, heed my pleas for forgiveness. Save Daniel from the den. You saved my soul from sin. So when you call the roll, have mercy on my soul.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy
on my soul.
I don't want to reap what I sow,
what I sow.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul. Morning with an emptiness, realize am I fit for the weakness? Fell on my knees in despair, I sense too much to bear. Life's taking its toll, have mercy on my soul.
Oh Lord,
have mercy
on my soul.
Oh, my soul. I don't want to reap what I've sown,
what I've sown.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul, my soul.
Oh Lord,
have mercy
on my soul,
my soul.
I don't
want to reap what I've sown,
what I've sown.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul,
on my soul.
Oh Lord,
have mercy
on my soul,
my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown,
what I've sown.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul. Thank you all. Oh, Lordy. You better be careful with that guitar.
I'm trying.
Sally Wheel's a mean knife.
She will switch you. She knows I could probably never pay for that.
All right, Fred.
Let's do one here, boss.
Ready. Lonely is the path that I travel. Starlight shows the way I am going. Searching for a dream that is always far ahead. Of the place and time that I am going. So bless you, my friend, for caring. And thank you, my
sole reason for thee.
Duffy. I don't know if you guys remember him or not. A part of the original Seldom Soon. He had a hand in writing that one. Which is kind of amazing if you knew John Duffy and his personality. That was the softer side of him, I guess.
That's absolutely true, man. He's a big old kind of guy, but he could write a beautiful love song, that's for sure.
Ben used to say he was the big man with a little instrument. The mandolin, that is.
There's a lot of places we could go with that, Fred, but probably just as well to
let it go.
I'm
sorry. That's my, I apologize.
You better start delivering those papers now. Yeah.
Let you go. We let you go early. Oh, Lewis, tell us about it.
Testify. Let me get a cape all on real quick so I don't have to catch up.
Well, all right. It takes him a long time to sing out one word.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead and start. I'll probably be there.
John used to say, Lewis, you going to tell me some trash? And I didn't really have anything to say. He'd always catch me, you know. His timing was too good, and mine was just imperfect.
You never had any trouble coming up with some pretty good stuff with me, Lou.
Well. That's us. But we're talking about the late, great John Duffy, which everything they said is true. He was bigger than life, really, in so many ways. We met your love would rise forevermore. Took me by the fine new one more right out the door. I've been suffering through this dry spell with no relief in sight. Why so we know that another man raised a candle light? And the only way I'll make it through this drought, I'm bringing you ground. Yeah, the only thing you left when you left me was no choice. Was to take my love in another field with no rocks beneath the soil. It's high time I was leaving this old town. I'm breaking new ground. lonely as the days go by. So I'm someone to help me tear down this old wall. Feel my love, the song of love, rise above it all. Well, on the way to true love can be found, I'll break new ground. Yeah, the only thing you left when you left me was no choice, was to take my love in another field with no rock beneath the soil. It's high time I was leaving this old town. Stop breaking new ground.
Moving kind. Oh Lord, he's a living.
Thank you very much. We got time to do a couple more tunes here. Then we got a skedaddle. Big party at my house tonight, everybody.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I am.
Good. Good. All right, listen.
When I was young, I spent my summer days playing on the tracks. The sound of the wheels rolling on the steel took me out, took me back. Big train from Memphis, big train from Memphis, and now it's gone, gone, gone,
gone, gone, gone.
Life's been good to you, but even so.
ever say. Once again, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your
safe going home. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You guys are too kind.
What are we doing?
So, all the folks have your address, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Is that the record
Making
table?
Making sure. It's at the record table. Yeah, okay. You see five members here on stage, but actually there's a sixth member, and we probably couldn't do a lick without him. He does so much work for the band, and he's been with us now 2.5, 3 years. I know it probably seems like 20 for him, but anyway, we would like to recognize him right now, Mr. Mike Mansour, back there front of house. Give him a nice hand. I love you too.
And Ronnie, not to disagree with you, but we're actually a seven-piece band. Our numbers are growing. My wife, Sally Love, travels around with us and helps with merchandise and just smooths the way for many, many things. Thank you, dear. I do appreciate you.
Yes, for sure. Thank you. I'd like to mention that we're actually playing a bluegrass festival that's in Maryland next weekend. It's a really great event. Some of you probably heard of it before, but we'd like to kind of give it a little plug here this evening, because being a Southern Maryland guy my entire life, I really like bluegrass festivals in Maryland. It's kind of fun. And it's called the Charm City Bluegrass Festival in Baltimore. And it will be next Saturday, which I believe is the 29th. And the reason I know that is because the 30th, the next day, is my wedding anniversary. Whoa! So that's how I remember that. I don't know how many years. It's like, no, actually I do. It's 35 this year. So, yeah. My wife is in Florida right now, but that's why, because it's been 35 years. No, actually, I'm just kidding. She'll be there with me, and we'll be there, and it's just a great lineup. And I tell you, this is the fifth festival that they've had, and those guys are doing stuff that it's amazing, really. It's really cool to be from Maryland and have that kind of thing promoted, bluegrass kind of getting back on the scene, which is really a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something to do next Saturday, come on out and see us, plus all the other entertainment. It's a great family thing, bring the kids and all that kind of stuff. It's at Druid Hill Park, and you can find it on charmcitybluegrass.com. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, folks. Come see us sometime, okay?
Another lonesome morning, another long, lonesome day. You'll have to live without her, the morning seemed to say. Another lonesome morning, you thought but morning breezes find you, wishing she were there.
Bob White sang his same old song, trying hard to please.
And you hear the sound that she used to love. That you wanted her to stay, and you know all another lonesome morning brings. Here's another lonesome day. Here's another.
Love you guys. Thank you guys.
Thank you all.
Appreciate
good night.
You very much. Thank you. Y'all be safe going home. We'll see you next time.